This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A young man shot and killed a Russian military commander at close range at an enlistment office Monday. It was an unusually bold attack reflecting growing resistance to Russian President Vladimir Putin's efforts to mobilize hundreds of thousands of more men to wage war on Ukraine. The shooting comes after scattered arson attacks on enlistment offices and protests in Russian cities that resulted in at least 2,000 arrests. Russia is seeking to bolster its military as its Ukraine offensive has bogged down. Authorities say a gunman has killed 17 people and wounded 24 others in a school in central Russia. According to officials, 11 children were among those killed in the Monday morning shooting. The governor of the region said the gunman killed himself after the attack. Russia's investigative committee identified the gunman as a 34-year-old graduate student of the school, and the governor said he was a patient at a psychiatric facility. Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted citizenship to former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Putin signed a decree making Snowden and 74 other foreign nationals Russian citizens. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution in the U.S. The former National Security Agency contractor leaked classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. He was granted permanent residency in Russia 2 years ago and said at the time he planned to apply for Russian citizenship, though without renouncing his U.S. citizenship. I'm Ben Thomas.
This